To quote Miyamoto, never stray from the way. Unlike many people of high status in society, Miyamoto didn't pursue enjoying the perks of a good life. Born into a respected family, he could have stayed there, eaten well, and slept in comfort. But he left at a very young age to face the unknown in order to fulfill his dreams. Miyamoto saw things differently, and perhaps that's why he was who he was, and achieved what he achieved. Even after fulfilling his mission and gaining huge notoriety, he still didn't pursue luxury. Indeed, when he was invited to stay at the fanciest places, he only did so for a short time before he took off to another place to learn new things and conquer new skills. Miyamoto was a man of almost surreal amounts of self-control, determination, and discipline, fulfilling his dreams by staying focused and prioritizing what was useful. Sure, he enjoyed luxuries like good food when he encountered it, but what matters is that this didn't dictate his actions. That's how Miyamoto lived, and that's how he'll always be remembered. Core to Miyamoto's philosophy was that in life, you have two roads. One that is eye-pleasing, filled with cravings, good food and enjoyment, and is pretty stacked with people, so is clearly the popular choice. The other, however, is shrouded in an impenetrable fog with no definable detail. From a distance, you might think that the first road is clearly the best one to follow. But unbeknownst to you, the second road leads to freedom, meaning, and inner peace. This road is not joyful. It requires determination, discipline, often even sacrifices. But sooner or later, those that decided to take that road and prioritized what would be useful for them, even if it's against the odds, will taste life in a much deeper way than those who gave in to pursuing immediate cravings and pleasures. For example, if you don't like the way you look and decide to set some health goals for yourself, each day you'll be faced with two choices. The choice of eating unhealthily and skipping your workout, or eating healthily and sticking to your routine. The second road requires you to sacrifice short-term pleasures at the altar of an uncertain goal, so it's all right if you get scared or anxious while thinking about it. In fact, if you aren't feeling at least some anxiety or fear, then chances are you're not pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone at all. So some fear is a good thing. It's a sign your eyes are fully open. It's like going on an exploration in the desert. Yes, you'll be thirsty. You'll feel the unbearable sun over your head, and it will feel as relentless as it does fruitless. But with time and discipline, you'll discover the most amazing lost treasures right in front of you. That will make up for all your sacrifices, put a smile on your face, create an opening in your heart and an understanding in your mind that you will carry forever.